Good morning, ANS.
万国圣殿早上好。
And all those of you who are following us by Zoom, Skype.
在聆听着我们线上聚会的人。
By whatever means, the word of God is coming to you.
这个话也要临到你们。
Turn to the book of Acts chapter 2.
那么打开使徒行传第二章。
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
So this thing about separation and each one of you meeting God at your home is an opportune time to rebuild your relationships.
所以呢，我们在自己的家中的时候呢，是一个时刻来建造我们跟神的关系。
But the scripture says they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
忽然天从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And there appeared to them tongues as of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God was giving them utterance.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
We must gather together at one place.
我们必须聚集在一处。
For one purpose.
为了一个目的。
For one people, as one people.
好像如同一人这样
with one mind,
有一心一意
and standing together and one, taking one stand in righteousness,
然后有一个同样的立场在公义上
and we are here at one appointed time,
我们在神所特定的时间
for one outpouring of the Spirit,
为了圣灵的倾倒
under one authority,
借着一个权柄
towards one destination,
朝向一个同样的命定
may God free us so that we can finish our assignment on planet Earth.
求神释放我们，使我们能在地上完成他的使命。
This is the rising of a new day.
这是新的日子的开始。
The breaking of a new dawn.
就是黎明的到来。
A new era has come into play.
新的时代已经降临了。
It's called the age of righteousness.
就讲到公义的时代。
The age of God's peace.
就讲到神平安的时代。
The place of God's established kingdom.
神所建立的国度的时代。
This is the rising of a new day.
这是新的日子的开始。
Breaking of a new dawn.
新的黎明的到来。
Beginning of a new era.
就是新的时代的开始。
The era of righteousness.
啊，公义时代的开始。
And a place for the God of peace to be with us.
直到平安的神跟我们同在。
And joy in the Holy Ghost.
跟还有圣灵的喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit is the symbol and trademark that the kingdom has arrived.
公义、平安还有圣灵的喜乐，就是讲到神的国度已经降临了。
The dimensions of God's presence.
神的同在的层面。
The freedom of each one of us expressing ourselves with great joy and great peace.
我们可以自由地表达我们的喜乐还有平安。
And how God, the God of peace will be with us.
平安的神跟我们同在。
Meaning the kingdom of God will be here.
就是讲神的国度已经降临了。
The age of righteousness.
公义的时代。
Bringing peace.
带来平安。
And joy in the Holy Ghost.
还有圣灵里面的喜乐。
When there is righteousness.
当有公义的时候。
There will be justice.
将会有公正。
When there is righteousness,
当有公义的时候
it becomes a fabric of the society.
就是讲社会能够重建的时刻
God is going to remove the wicked.
神要除掉邪恶的人
Morning by morning, He removes the wicked.
每一天早晨，他把邪恶人除去
And I pray that God will open the nation.
我祷告神要打开这个国度
that you're living in.
你所住在的地方
so that God can raise one people.
只要神可以兴起同一个人
one purpose.
有同样的目的
one place.
在一个地方
one stand.
在有同一的立场
One appointed time.
在同一个时间里面
The Bible even asks the question that, is this time for you to rebuild your house when the house of God lies in waste?
当神的国家呢在荒凉的时候这是我们建造我们自己屋子的时候吗
One spirit outpouring.
是同一个圣灵的倾倒
And one leadership of the Holy Ghost.
在圣灵里面同一的领导
We are marching towards destiny.
我们要朝向我们的前程
We are marching towards finishing our assignment.
就是完成我们使命的时刻
And then we can transfer the legacy to our sons and daughters until they finish the assignment.
让我们可以传递我们的给我们继承人他们完成我们的使命
People are coming out of darkness.
人们从黑暗出来
And coming forth in the light of God.
进入神的光明的时代
The power of light has power and dominion over darkness.
光的能力呢能够胜过一切黑暗的能力。
So we're believing there's going to be a cutoff of all those things that are mixture in the church and the fullness of light will come in.
所以我们可以切断一切呢在教会里面不公义的事情直到神的光能够来到。
This is the end of the sin age.
这个是罪恶时代的终结。
And the beginning of righteousness.
还有公义时代的开始。
There's a breaking of new signals in the heavenlies.
在天堂的一个新的象征。
And God wants us to be part of what is happening in the heavens because He's bringing Jerusalem down. He's bringing the church of the firstborn down.
神要把他的公义的时代还有他的教会呢出带下来。
And Jesus said, "Pray in such a way that the kingdom will come."
耶稣说我们要这样祷告，使他的国度
降临。Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth.
他旨意行在地上。
As it is in heaven.
正如行在天上这样。
So new signals have been sent from heaven.
所以天堂呢有一个新的信号发出来了。
We are in Christ.
我们在基督里面。
Christ is in us.
基督也在我们里面。
Immediately we're in the Spirit.
马上我们就在灵里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells within us.
圣灵住在我们里面。
So every time heaven invades our life, we find heaven on earth.
每一次天堂降临我们的生命的时候，我们会找到了天堂在地上。
We're not going anywhere.
我们不要去到任何地方去寻找。
Jesus Christ is coming soon, but not that soon as you think.
耶稣很快就要再次回来，但是不像你们想象中这样快。
So it's important to look for new signals in the heavenly places.
所以要找到从天堂来的这新的信号。
New possibilities for high visibility.
新的可能性使到我们明显被看见。
New opportunities will be given so that we can become the light of the world.
新的机会使到我们可以成为的世界的光。
Shining with such brightness like the brightness of the noonday sun.
这样的发光如同日头的阳光这样。
New possibilities for maximum impact.
就是能够有可能性能够做出最大的影响力。
We've got to keep our eyes open.
所以我们眼睛要打开。
Because God will create opportunities for us when we are ready.
神要为我们创造机会当我们准备好的时候。
What must the church in Malaysia do? The church in Malaysia must be made ready.
马来西亚教会应该做什么？应该准备好。
For final outpouring.
为了圣灵最后的倾倒。
The last reformation.
就是最后的改革。
And the ultimate kingdom come.
然后最终是的国度降临。
In order to trace the history of man, we've got to follow
当我们要找人的历史的时候，我们要跟随
The Book of Daniel,
但以理书
because the destinies of nation are written in there.
因为呢，所有的国家的命定都写在那里
The coming of the stone kingdom,
就是呢，来临的这个石头的国度
on planet Earth,
在地上的
is going to be the major key for the history of nations to be rewritten in gold because it's been shed. Christ's blood has been shed for nations.
因为基督的宝血呢，为这国家而流。
New promises of a greater future.
新的应许又给我们更伟大的未来。
New encounters with God for wider spirit influence.
跟神新的相遇，为了更多的属灵的影响力。
New partnership must be formed, and our commitment to one another must increase.
所以我们彼此的委身呢，必须增加。
Our partnership is for strong support.
我们彼此的伙伴关系呢，是为了彼此的支持。
And there must be a changing of mindset so that we can release God to do what He wants to do in the midst of us.
所以呢，必须改变我们的思维，使到我们可以做神要我们做的。
All His intentions, His desires must be fulfilled through us because we are the last generation and He's going to pour everything upon the last generation.
一切神的心意呢，必须借着我们成就，因为我们在最后这个时代。
Oh, I pray this morning.
我祷告今天早上。
That we will be fortunate enough.
我们会很幸运的。
If we will choose to live by faith,
如果我们可以选择借着信心而活
our faith will bring God,
我们的信心把神
favor upon our life,
把神的恩宠带进我们的生命。
And I treasure the presence of God coming upon our life like Job.
我很珍惜呢神的同在在我们的生命。
The friendship of God was over my tent.
就是呢我们可以能够我们捕捉到跟神的这个友谊关系。
God wants to be closer to us than we believe.
神要很亲近我们。
In the book of John, it tells us that the Father seeks for those who worship Him in spirit and in truth.
在约翰福音讲到，神在寻找那些用心灵诚实敬拜他的人。
We're not talking about we seeking God. We're talking about God seeking us.
我们不是讲我们寻求神，神在寻找我们。
The Bible says in the book of Malachi.
圣经讲到在马拉基书。
He says to us that the Lord whom you seek will suddenly appear in the temple.
他说呢，你所寻找的神呢，忽然间在这个圣殿出现。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, we see that Jesus is outside the church and he's knocking at the door.
在启示录里面讲到了，耶稣在教会外面在叩门。
But God, by His grace, must set us free.
所以神借着他恩典，并且释放我们。
So that we know what we should supposed to do.
让我们懂得我们应该做什么。
In chapter 3 of Malachi, Behold, I'm going to send my messenger and he will clear the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
马拉基书第三章第一节讲到万军之耶和华说我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路你们所寻求的主忽然进入他的殿。
We are seeking to go, Jesus is seeking to return.
我们寻求要上去耶稣是要寻找下来。
He wants to return.
他要回来。
And the kingdom is coming to earth.
所以神的国度要建立在地上。
So far is the spiritual kingdom.
这个是属灵的国度。
But the spiritual kingdom will end with the church age.
属灵的国度呢，会跟教会的时代终结。
And the age of the kingdom will begin after his second coming.
主耶稣再一次回来的时候，他国度的时代就要开始。
We must hunger and thirst for his presence.
所以我们必须渴慕神的同在。
And I believe that this is an important time for us to recognize that we need to pursue him passionately and have an attitude for all things spiritual.
所以呢，在这时刻呢，我们必须热忱地追求神，要追求一切属灵的事情。
His presence is his awesome presence is with us.
他可畏的同在跟我们在一起。
The Bible says that God is shaking every nation that can be shaken.
圣经讲到神在动摇动一切国家。
And when the kingdoms of the earth have been shaken,
当地上的国度被摇动的时候
，the kingdom will begin.
然后神的国度就要开始。
In verse 28 of Hebrews 12.Hebrews 12 verse
希伯来书第十二章
28,
第二十八节
It talks about things that can be shaken.
他讲到一切可以被震动的
Let me read verse 27.
然后读二十七节开始
This expression yet once more denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things so that things which cannot be shaken may remain.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去使它不被震动的长存
You don't have to be shaken because the grace to govern and the power to prevail is ours.
你不需要被震动因为我们有这个执政的恩典得胜的恩典
We don't have to be shaken because we have already been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
我们不需要被震动因为是被羔羊的宝血所洁净的。
And we are being sanctified every day by the Spirit of God.
每一天被神的圣灵所洁净。
That's why we remain.
所以我们能够继续保留。
Anything that can remain after God's shaking is of the kingdom.
那些长存的呢，就是属于神国度的。
Because nothing of the kingdom is going to be held back.
一切属于神国度的就要长存。
Jesus is coming with full power, full authority as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
耶稣乃是带着万王之王、万主之主，带着满有大能力的降临。
He is coming back in full gear,
充满着大有能力的。
With a new name,
是有新的名字。
With the Holy Spirit,
带着圣灵一起。
He is coming back in the second coming with the saints.
在他第二次降临的时候，跟圣徒一起降临。
Because he is coming for the saints.
因为他是为了圣徒而来到。
But Malachi tells us that.The Lord whom you seek will suddenly be found in the temple.
马拉基书讲到了你所寻求的主忽然间在圣殿里面出现。
So we are seeing God coming in a very fresh new way.
所以我们要看见神怎样的重新的来到。
Jesus' prayer is the key.
耶稣说呢，这个钥匙就是。
To unlock many things in the heavens.
能够打开一切在天上的东西。
Because when he said pray in such a way.
耶稣说你要这样的祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
我们在天上的父，万人都遵从你的名。
And thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
And all the things of the earth is going to stand, that stand in his way is going to be chopped off.
一切的抵挡神国度的呢，都要被除去。
The signals are coming from heaven.
这信号从天堂发出来了。
Pulsating above our heads.
在我们头上呢，在震动着。
And when God invades the church.
当神呢降临在地上教会的时候。
And bring us to Zion.
把我们带到西安。
Then things will change.
事情就会改变。
The Lord will rule from Zion.
神会在西安这边掌权执政。
He will put all his enemies under his feet.
他会把一切仇敌呢，在他做他的脚凳。
So let's hunger for his presence.
所以我们要渴慕神的同在。
Let's welcome the kingdom.
让我们欢迎神的国度。
Let's learn to receive the keys of the kingdom so that we can rule and reign with him.
让我们学习怎样领受神国度的钥匙，使我们可以跟他一起掌权做王。
I believe we've got to set aside time to draw near to him.
我相信我们要分开这时，我们要花时间呢来跟他神渴慕神。
Meditate on his word day and night.
日夜的默想他的话语，亲近他。
And as the scripture touch your heart, verbalize it and begin to sing it, speak it, prophesy it, pray about it.
当这圣经的经节触摸我们的心的时候，我们要开始的宣告出来、讲出来、唱出来、祷告出来。
Rather than just praying for yourself,
而不是为了你自己祷告而已。
You've got to go beyond that.
你要超过这一切。
For your needs,
为了超过你的需要。
I've not been praying for my needs for a long, long, long time.
我很久没有为我自己的需要祷告了。
Because I think sometimes it's an insult to God.
因为我觉得有时候呢，就好像呢，不信靠神这样。
Unchanged people are a bad reflection to the fulfillment of Scripture.
那些不要改变的人呢，就是没有反映出了这个圣经章节的意思。
No use doing all the gimmicks and praying and fasting and praying and fasting and just for some selfish reason about yourself.
进食祷告为了自己的自私的意程是没有用的。
Pray in this way.
你要这样的祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父亲。
We want to connect with you.
我们要跟你联系。
We want to exalt your name.
我们要高举你的圣名。
We want to be called by your name.
我们要被你的圣名所呼召。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
Not your kingdom, His kingdom.
不是你自己的国度，是神的国度。
Not our selfish desires, but His intention.
不是我们自私的心念，而是神的心意。
The more I think about God.
我更多思考思想到神呢。
I think about him as a father.
我更加思想到他是我们的父亲。
Wanting to reach out to you.
他知道父亲要来触摸我们。
There's one son in the house.
在神的家中有一个儿子。
One son that has gone wayward.
有一个神的一个儿子呢，已经像浪子这样。
He is a prodigal son.
这个讲了浪子的故事。
But one day he learned his lesson and he came back.
有一天浪子学到他的功课回来他自己的家中。
And he said to his father, "Give me before he left."
他他还没有离开的家的时候，屋子的家的时候，他说跟他父亲说：“给我，给我的部分。”
And when he returned,
那浪子回头的时候，
he said, "God, he said, Father, make me."
是父亲啊，使我。
Give me my inheritance.
给我你的基，给我我的基业。
Make me, Father, will make me like one of the slaves.
父亲啊，使我成为好像你的其中一个奴仆这样。
But you know, God's heart is bigger than your sin.
但是神的心意呢，比你的罪恶更加的大。
The place He reserved for you is a place that He's going to give to you.
他为你所预备的是他给你的这地位。
And He will do everything possible as a Savior.
他会尽可能来拯救你。
To change our lives.
要改变我们的生命。
So give your heart to Him.
所以把你的心呢。
Be conscious of God and keep Him in your mind.
不断的察觉神的同在，在你的心中，还有你的思想。
This morning,
今天早上
I want to let you know.
我让你知道呢。
New things are happening in the heavens.
新的事情开始发生在天堂。
We must get ready.
但是你必须准备好。
One of the things that you must appreciate and labor continually for is the favor of His presence.
其中一个呢，你必须不断努力要得着的，就是神的同在的恩宠。
Bible says we worship Him in spirit and in truth.
圣经讲到我们用心灵诚实来敬拜神。
Because God, the Father, is a spirit.
因为天父神是个灵。
And we can be so conscious of Him.
我们可以很察觉他。
Nurture the vision and purposes of God in your heart.
能够知道呢神的同在还有神的旨意在我们心中。
Because something is about to happen.
因为一些事情将要发生。
Let me pray for you before we continue.
当我们继续的时候，让我为你祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的同在。
We thank you for your love for us.
我们感谢你对我们的爱。
That even while we were yet sinners, you died for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，你为我们的罪而死。
Because you believe in us.
因为你相信，信靠，信靠，
choose the right path.
你为我们选择这对的道路。
To serve you in this region.
我们要在这个道路上来侍奉你。
And this is a season to seek your face.
这个季节呢，就是要寻求你的脸的时候。
So that we might feel your embrace.
使我们可以感觉到你的拥抱。
We'll seek your face.
我们要寻求你。
So that we can be fully released into our assignment.
使我们可以完全被释放做你给我们的使命。
From this day henceforth, keep our focus upon the Lord Jesus.
使我们要专注于我们的主耶稣基督。
He is the beginning of faith. He is the finisher of faith.
他是我们的信心的创始成终的主。
And this race will be run.
这个我们要奔跑这个赛程。
Run according to the rules.
借着这个规则，天堂的规则跑这个赛程。
We thank you this morning.
今天早上我们感谢你。
Come by your spirit.
借着你的圣灵而来。
Continue to favor us with your presence.
不断的与你得着你同在的恩宠。
As we stand in the breaking of a new day,
当我们站在了新的日子的开始。
Let there be new people.
我们要有新的人。
New faith.
新的信心。
New joy,
新的喜乐,
new excitement,
新的兴奋,
because this is just the beginning of the age of righteousness.
因为呢，这乃是公义时代的开始。
While there are so many things happening around, God is shaking everything that can be shaken.
神在震动着我们周遭的一切可以被震动的东西。
The devil is also doing his job.
魔鬼也做他的活动。
There will be more oppression on people's mind and people's heart like never before.
将会有更多的压制在人们的思维还有人的心。
There's a breaking of dawn, but darkness must let go of dawn.
有新的黎明要到来，但是呢，我们要抛弃这些黑暗。
The Bible says, "The strong light to govern the day, the weaker light to govern the night."
这个光明呢，要来在白日掌权，但是这个邪恶在黑暗掌权。
But after God has shaken everything that can be shaken,
但是神震动一切可以被震动了之后呢
，We will receive a kingdom.
我们会领受神的国度
，which cannot be shaken.
不能够被震动。
So God is doing something for the church.
所以神在为教会做一些东西。
In fact, he is doing everything for the church.
他在做为教会做所有的一切。
Because he is a builder.
因为他是建造者。
You are the living bricks.
你们乃是活石。
So God said, "I will shake everything that can be shaken, so that only what remains remains, and then I'll give you the kingdom."
所以神说呢，那些不被震动的能够长存，然后我就把国度献给你们。
And when we receive the kingdom, we show gratitude.
当我们领受神的国度的时候，我们要存着感恩的心。
and offer our sacrifices.
然后我们要献上我们的献祭。
And offer God an acceptable service.
然后献给神的理所当然的献祭。
With reverence and awe.
然后带着可畏的心。
For God is a consuming fire.
因为神乃是烈火。
What a blessed day to live in.
这乃是何等蒙福的日子。
In the midst of all the troubles that's taking place, there's still a Goshen for the God's people.
在这些各种患难当中呢，在神的为他子民预备的这高山歌山之地。
There's a place where sin cannot come in.
在那个歌山之地呢。罪恶不能临到。
Can you imagine a place where there is no limits?
再想象在一个地方呢是没有尽头了，没有限制的。
For our desires in God.
在我们对神的信念。
Can we imagine a time where there is no lack of supply?
你可以想象在一个时刻呢，神的供应是源源不绝的。
How powerful it will be.
将会成。也有大有能力啊。
And God said to one man called Abraham.
神对一个亚伯拉罕说。
He said, Abraham, follow me.
说亚伯拉罕，你要跟随我。
And I will show you a land
我要给你指示你一块土地
that belongs to you and your descendants.
还是属于你还有你的子孙的。
What a great friend he had in Abraham.
跟亚伯拉罕是真的朋友。
That because of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the nations of the earth have been blessed.
因为亚伯拉罕、以撒还有雅各呢，万国都因着他们而得祝福。
He took his people into Egypt.
他把他的子民带到埃及去。
70 from Judah.
然后呢，七十个人从犹大出来。
And they became millions of people.
过后成为百万的人。
And God trained them in the best country ever.
神在最好的国家训练他们。
The Egyptians, the God used the Israelites to bless the Egyptians.
神呢就使用埃及人祝福以色列人。
And God's favor flow and all domains begin to flow through the Jewish people, Hebrew people at the time.
所以神的恩宠呢临到所有的那些犹太人身上。
And they became the infrastructure of the nation.
他们就开始建造着国家的基础设施。
The Bible refers to when the people of God left Egypt and went to Canaan, they spoiled Egypt.
当神的子民离开埃及的时候，去到迦南地的时候，他们把整个埃及地的都糟透了。
Egypt has never risen since then.
从那时候开始，埃及就从来没有兴起过。
So I'm telling you, God is using you.
所以神在使用你们。
By training you.
训练你们。
By equipping you.
来装备你们。
By teaching you,
教导你们,
testing you,
来考验你们,
so that he may get a good material out of you, so that he can make a vessel of honor.
所以他可以使到你们成为呢尊荣的器皿.
And when you finish your wilderness journey,
当你完成了你的旷野的这个训练之后呢,
you destroy the walls of Jericho,
你就能够摧毁耶利哥城,
you enter and possess the land,
能够进入的得到应许之地,
the sins of the Amorite have been cut off,
阿摩利的罪恶要被切除,
but now God's people will take over,
现在神的子民要来掌权了,
a nation seven times stronger than them,
比他们国家更强七倍的国家。
There were nations there, giants there.
在那里有大巨人，更强大的国家。
And that was God's promise. I promise you that the land of the giants will be yours.
但是神应许说呢，这个属于巨人的土地将要给你们。
And those who believe enter.
那些能够相信的就能够进入这个土地。
Like today, many of us are not entering in because of our unbelief.
好像今天呢，很多人不能够进入神的应许，因为我们不相信。
God cannot do what He wants to do because of our disobedience.
神不能做他要做的，因为我们的不顺服。
Jesus marveled and he was taken by surprise that such unbelief even existed.
耶稣很惊讶，有这样的不幸的在发生着。
The Bible says God could not do any miracles because of the unbelief.
因为他们不相信的，所以耶稣不能够行任何的神迹。
The favor of God's presence is upon us.
所以神的恩宠的同在必须临到我们。
I said the favor of God's presence upon us.
所以我说神同在的恩宠不是临到我们。
We must get ready to please Him in all aspects of our life.
你必须在我们生命的每一个方面的都取悦神。
Favor follows approval.
恩宠来到，当神批准我们的时候。
When God has approved who we are.
当神批准我们的时候，我们讨神喜悦的时候。
Keep this in your mind this morning.
今天早上你要想好来。
Favor is a state of being accepted and approved by God.
这个恩宠呢，讲到呢，我们在神里面得着这个属灵的地位，然后被神所蒙神所喜悦了。
When God is pleased with you.
当神呢，当你蒙神喜悦的时候。
Then favor comes.
然后恩宠就来到了。
And you please Him all the days of your life.
你一生一世都来取悦神。
His favor lasts for a lifetime.
然后呢，恩宠呢，就一生一世跟随着你。
I said His favor lasts for a long time and a
我说他恩宠一生一世的跟都跟着你。
And a lifetime.
一生一世。
So favor is a special thing.
所以恩宠是很特别的。
It's a lifeline of God of favor.
就好像呢，这属于一生一世的。
Bible says in Proverbs 21 verse 1, for favor is better than gold, silver, and all blessings.
在箴言书里面讲到，这个恩宠呢，比一切的祝福更加的好。
Favor is better than gold, silver, or blessings.
这个恩宠比金银还有祝福更加的好。
Fortunately, the scripture speaks for itself.
然后这经节自己讲话。
Because blessing follows being favored.
然后因为恩宠的祝福过后就跟随而来。
The angel said, "Blessed are you, favored one."
天使说你是蒙福的。
So favor reminds us of the way we have chosen to please him.
所以恩宠呢，使到我们记得呢，神已经拣选了我们。
And he chooses those who please him.
他选择那些蒙他喜悦的人。
And grant them favor.
然后给他们这些恩宠。
Favor is conditional to the presence of God.
这个恩宠呢，乃是因为神的同在那个应许的。
Favor follows God's approval.
恩宠呢，就是因为神的批准，讨神喜悦而来。
This morning.
今天早上。
I want to open up your heart.
你们打开你们的心。
For an important message that God is sending from heaven.
一个很重要的信息，神从天上给我们的。
He's talking about. Give me a minute. One of the most passionate subject that I like to teach on.
就是呢，我最喜欢教导的这个课题。
Is about touching God.
讲到触摸神。
Being our passion.
成为我们的热忱。
This morning I pray that your heart will be open.
今天早上祷告，你的心要敞开。
Because as long as God is with us.
因为当神跟我们同在的时候。
Who can be against us?
谁能够抵挡我们呢？
As long as God is with us.
神若神帮助我们。
Who can bring a charge against us?
谁能够审判我们呢？
No demon power.
没有魔鬼的力量。
No political power.
没有政治的力量。
No government, no nations of the earth.
没有政府或者世上的国度。
Can take away that passion from your heart.
可以夺去我们心中这个热忱。
I pray new things will begin to happen.
我祷告新的事情将要发生。
So this morning's session.
所以今天早上的
会议。As we meet.
到我们聚会的时候呢。
I want to help establish you in such a way that you will touch God.
我要帮助你们，使到你们可以触摸到神
，and see your life being changed，
看见你的生命被改变
，changed by His presence，
被着神的同在而改变
，change into His likeness，
啊，改变成了有神的形象。
Say after me, touching God is my passion。
跟我一起说呢，触摸神是我的热忱。
Because if we touch God，
因为当我们触摸神的时候
，it is amazing，
还是很奇妙的。
When God touches, it's called a miracle。
当神触摸我们的时候，是个神迹。
When we touch God，
当我们触摸到神。
That's a divine encounter.
乃是跟神神圣的相遇。
Touching God,
触摸神
is our passion.
必须是我们的热忱。
Write down number one. Touching God means taking God seriously.
写下第一点，触摸神就是说我们很认真的对待神。
And find every opportunity to meet God.
要寻找每一个机会来遇见神。
Anytime that you have an opportunity time,
任何时刻你有机会的时候
，that you want to dedicate to God,
你要把你的生命献给神
，you seek for Him,
你要来寻求他
，you relate with Him,
你要跟他呢来沟通
，you talk to Him,
你要跟他说话
，and you communicate with Him,
你要跟他来沟通。
All things spiritual have a right attitude towards it.
一切属灵的东西呢，我们就要有对的态度。
No matter how oppressive our environment is, if you touch God, everything will change.
无论我们的环境挤压制，当我们触摸到神的时候，一切都会改变。
We treasure the privilege of the favor of His presence.
我们珍惜呢啊，他同在的这个恩宠。
We are honored with favor because His presence is with us.
我们得到神的恩宠，因为他神同在，跟我们在一起。
This is the God factor that makes one man different from the other.
这个神的因素使到一个人跟另外一个人不同。
When God is with you.
当神来跟你同在
，Everything will turn right，
一切都变得更美好。
The Bible says the Holy Spirit left Saul and an evil spirit came to oppress him。
离开扫罗了，然后这邪恶的灵就来压制他。
You cannot understand the power of the demonic forces as they oppress God's people。
你不能够明白了这邪灵的力量啊，压制神的子民。
When we can lift our hands and praise God，
当我们可以举起我们手敬赞美神的时候
，It is a miracle，
真的是个神迹。
Because the devil is looking to kill, steal, and destroy。
因为魔鬼来呢，就是要来偷窃、杀害、毁灭。
But every encounter with God is life。
但是每一次跟神相遇都带来生命。
More of life open up for us。
更多的生命被我们为我们打开。
Touching God,
触摸神
must become a passion,
必须成为我们的热忱
birthed by the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
被圣灵呢啊诞生在我们心中。
We've got to take God seriously.
我们认真对待神。
Meet every opportunity of worship and worship Him.
每个机会呢，我们都要来敬拜他。
Number two,
第二点
，touching God means a passion birthed by the Holy Spirit.
触摸神呢，自然是圣灵给我们的。
Sometimes you wonder what happens when the Holy Spirit comes deep inside our hearts.
有时候当圣灵呢进入我们心中内深处的时候呢，不懂发生什么事情。
There's a passion birthed by the Holy Spirit.
就是这个热忱呢，因着圣灵而生出来的。
Intensity is out of character.
所以这个热忱呢，乃是因为这个品性的开始。
But passion is a product of the Holy Spirit.
但是这个热忱乃是圣灵的。
It's like the zeal of God that comes upon our hearts.
对神的热忱呢，临到我们的心中。
The deep hunger and thirst.
这样深刻的对神的渴慕。
Qualifies us to press in.
使得我们能够呢进入神的同在。
That's why we got to communicate with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们必须跟圣灵来沟通。
Until He creates a hunger in our hearts.
直到他自创造出这个渴慕在我们的心中。
The Church of Ephesus was rebuked because they lost the first love.
以弗所书呢啊被主责骂，因为他们失去他们起初的爱心。
First love.
起初的爱心
It's not the joy when you got saved. First love is loving the first.
起初的爱心是说呢，啊，你是爱第一，你就爱神。
God is number one.
神是第一，排第一。
He is number two.
神也是排第二。
He is the first and the last.
他是排第一，也是排最后。
The Alpha and Omega in our house.
他是我们家中阿拉法跟俄梅加。
He is the Alpha and Omega for all the earth.
他是地上一切的阿拉法跟俄梅加。
So let the Holy Spirit birth passion in your heart.
所以让圣灵呢诞生出这个热忱在我们心中。
And this dimension must be given to us so that we hunger and thirst and we will see His righteousness being fulfilled in our lives.
所以我们必须渴慕了这种层面，使得我们可以不但渴慕他的同在在我们的生命。
To touch God,
来触摸神
is called an encounter.
来讲到我们遇见神。
When God touches us,
当神触摸我们。
Is beyond an encounter.
它乃是超过这个跟神的一相相遇。
Is the purposes of God that will be established.
一乃是要使到神的目的能够被建立。
I pray that this month,
我祷告这个月呢
that you have used it wisely.
我们可以好好的利用这个时间。
You have pressed through in God.
你在神里面努力的进入。
And you're touching Him.
来触摸他。
Write down number three, touching God.
写下第三点，触摸神。
Will bring impartation.
会带来神的传递。
Wisdom.
还有智慧。
Into our lives.
进入我们的生命。
A God factor will be deposited inside you.
所以神的因素呢，会在我们生命里面。
That's why we take time to spend at least 40 minutes or so in our church that we worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以为什么我们花超过40分钟的时间在用心灵诚实的敬拜他在我们的教会
？But some churches are too busy.
但是有些教会确实太忙碌了。
They give 10 minutes.
他们只花十分钟时间敬拜，十分钟的时间。
You can't even spell your name properly.
十分钟了，你能够做什么？
It will take at least some people, some of you, by the time you fill up one form, is more than 10 minutes.
有时候我们填个表格都超过10分钟了。
But God wants to change us.
但是神要改变我们。
Touching God means bringing God bringing an impartation into your life.
是神呢把他的分次的传递呢带给我们的生命。
If you learn how to use the GPS,
如果你懂得使用的导航
，you can key in your past.
你可以把你的过去。
Past locations.
啊，过去啊，你要去过的那个地点。
And you can press in for your last location and go back to your final destination.
然后呢，你会寻找去到了最终的目的地在哪里
？Then it is called memory.
就是讲到他记忆，可以回去同一个地点。
The last place that I went, maybe Starbucks in PJ.
可能呢，在 PJ 的一个 Starbucks 咖啡店。
Now you're in Ampang.
现在你去到安邦了。
You press the BJ.
然后你输入啊，这个在 BJ 的这个 Starbucks 呢
？Will put you back on the route again.
然后你就可以回去从安邦回到 BJ 那个边去。
It's called memory.
这个简单的记忆。
God will put some amazing work inside your heart. It's called impartation. That will keep you hungry for God all the time.
神会把一些东西放在我们生命里面，讲到它的传递，使到我们不断的渴慕它。
This is the most amazing thing that happens.
这是最奇妙的事情。
Because God wants you to remember the way of the Lord.
因为神要你记得呢，他的方式，他的道路。
So that we know how to get back to where we first started.
所以我们可以回去呢，我们开始的地方在哪里？上一个地点在哪里
？Jacob met God at Bethel.
这个雅各呢，在伯特利遇见神。
And God of Bethel came looking for him.
所以在伯特利的神呢，不断在寻找他。
He said, "I'm the God of Bethel."
他说我是在伯特利的神。
I'm the one who met you.
我在那边遇见你。
I'm the one who changed your life when you touch me.
当你触摸到我的时候呢，改变了你的生命。
So the God of Bethel came to look for him.
所以在伯特利的神的时候来寻找的雅各。
And spoke to Laban that Laban, his father-in-law, will not say anything good or bad in his presence.
然后再来警告拉班呢，不要来恶待雅各。
God said, "Jacob is mine. Laban, don't touch him."
神对这个拉班说呢，这个雅各是属于我的，你不要来触摸他。
So it's amazing that when your ways please God,
当你呢取悦到神的时候，
God wants to deliver you, He will deliver you from every angle.
神要释放你从各种不同的层面，
so that you can do what God wants.
让你可以做神要你做的。
So touching God can bring impartation of God into our lives.
所以触摸神呢，可以把神的传递呢带来我们的生命。
Number four,
第四点，
touching God will open pathways in the spirit.
触摸神可以打开属灵的道路，
for future breakthroughs.
为了未来的突破，
you can turn to God anytime.
你在任何时刻都可以转向神，
you can turn to God every time.
在任何时刻的转向神，
because God by His grace,
因为神借着祂的恩典，
and by His mercy,
借着祂的怜悯，
set us apart to rule and reign.
使我们分别为圣，跟祂一起统治作王。
We are seated together with Jesus in the heavenly places.
我们是跟主耶稣一起坐在天上的宝座上，
far above.
超过一切
all principalities and powers.
属灵的掌权的大能的。
So we are seated with Jesus at that place. Don't go down into the way of the flesh.
所以我们现在在天上跟主耶稣坐在一起呢，所以不要下到地上的属血肉的地方。
When we really touch God,
当我们真的触摸到神的时候，
please the heart of God,
讨神喜悦的时候，
you better be ready for surprises.
你要准备好了接受神给你的惊喜，
put your expectation high.
你的期待要更高。
But because God's presence is not clearlyCaptured and captivated in our hearts.
因为我们没有好好的捕捉，很清楚的捕捉到神的同在。
We have no confidence to go forward.
所以我们没有这个自信要能够向前进。
How will we face the enemy?
我们要怎样面对我们的敌人？
He is the one who knows how to do it.
神乃唯一只有神知道要怎样去做。
The captain of the Lord's host came to Joshua and said, "Joshua, I have come."
万军之耶和华军队的司令对耶稣亚说：“耶稣亚，我来到你面前。
”Because Joshua asked him.
因为耶稣亚问他。
Soldier to soldier.
然后兵士对兵队，
are you coming for us or against us?
他说你是要来帮助我们还是来敌对我们？
The angel gave a very strange answer.
天使给他一个很奇怪的答案。
It was not strange to Joshua because he understood exactly what it meant.
但是耶稣亚明白呢，他是意思是什么？
I have come,
他说天使说，
not to take sides,
我来这边不是帮任何一方，
but to take over,
乃是要夺回来这个，
because we need to be taken over.
我是要来控制，所以我在这里。
God must take us to the next level.
神必须带领我们去到更高的阶层。
One act of obedience will open up many pathways in the spirit.
一个顺服的行动呢，会打开很多属灵的道路。
I want you to know if God has spoken to you.
我要你知道，如果神对你说话，
you are favored of God.
你乃是讨神喜悦的。
Because when God doesn't speak to you,
因为如果神没有对你说话，
everything will be held.
一切的东西都会保留的。
Malaysia was on pause for a long time.
马来西亚停留在那个地方很久了。
Many churches were on pause.
很多教会也是停顿在那里。
That simply means anytime you can press the button and you can take it off from the and reset it.
意思说呢，每一次呢，你按那个钮的时候呢，你可以重新设置。
The Book of Genesis,
在创世纪里面
，Chapter 18,
第十八章
，God will open a pathway in the spirit for you.
神会为你打开属灵的道路，
so that you can rise up and save those who have been trapped by the works of the enemy.
使你可以拯救那些被陷在敌人网络里面的人。
There's so much oppression, sickness, disease everywhere.
很多的压制还有疾病在很多地方。
But there's a Goshen in which no plagues of Egypt will touch us.
但是神为我们设定一个歌善的地方，没有灾难可以触摸到我们。
Even if it touch us,
就算它触摸到我们，
we'll still live to give glory to God.
我们还是可以给神荣耀。
A new thing is happening.
新的事情在发生着。
There's a clear distinction in this COVID-19 medical issue.
在这个新冠肺炎呢，有个很清楚的分辨。
That God is raising up a new breed.
就是神在兴起新的一代。
Who only want to win by righteousness.
要来是借着公义而得胜的。
The Book of Genesis.
在创世纪。
Chapter 18, verse 17.
第18章的17节。
The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?"
耶和华说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上万国都必因他得福。
This is a call for righteousness.
这就是公义的呼召。
God said, "I'm not hiding anything from Abraham because he's my friend."
神说我不会隐瞒亚伯拉罕我要做的事情，因为亚伯拉罕是我的朋友。
Or if you touch God, things will change.
当你触摸到神的时候，东西就会改变。
Let me go back a few chapters.
让我再倒回看
to Chapter 13 of Genesis.
就是创世纪的第十三章。
So Abraham went up from Egypt to Negev, and he and his wife and all that belonged to him, and Lot with him.
亚伯拉罕带着他的妻子以罗德，并一切所有的都从埃及上南地去。
Now Abraham was very rich in livestock and silver and gold.
亚伯拉罕的金银牲畜极多。
In chapter 12, verse 5,
在第十二章的第五节，
Abraham took Sarai, his wife, Lot, his nephew, and all their possessions which they have accumulated, and the persons which they have acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan.
亚伯拉罕将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地。
He had possessions.
他有这些财物。
He has accumulated other things.
他有积蓄的别的财物。
He has servants and personnel.
他有人口，有仆人。
Acquired.
他是得他所积蓄的。
Accumulated.
继续的，他得着的。
Possess.
他得着的。
And continue to possess.
继续得着的。
You look in verse 5 of chapter 13.
你看呢，十三章的第五节。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 5.
创世纪十三章的第五节。
Now Lot who went with Abraham also had flocks and herds and tents, and the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possession was so great that they were not able to remain together.
与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有羊群、牛群、帐篷，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。
But God opened up an amazing pathway for Abraham.
但是神为亚伯兰开了另外一条奇妙的道路。
Even though he is already in the land.
就是虽然他已经在那个土地了。
That God said you will possess.
神说你要得到。
He came to the land, but he could not possess.
他来到那个土地的，但是他不能得着那个土地。
Because he was too rich.
因为他太富有了。
And he and Lot could not share the same land.
他跟罗德呢，不能够分享那片土地。
They grew in the number of the cattle that they have, the goats that they have, the sheep that they have.
他们的财物呢，那些牛群、羊群、帐篷都增多。
It was his land.
这乃是他的土地。
But everybody was making claims of his land.
但是每一个人呢，他们都要得着这块土地。
How many of us live today in such a way that everything that belongs to us come to us?
你的多少人知道呢？在今天呢，一切属于我们的都临到我们。
We can turn the blessings to us following you.
我们可以呢，当跟随神的时候，我们可以得到这些祝福。
All these blessings will overtake you.
这些祝福的追赶我做我们。
So Abraham built an altar at Bethel.
所以亚伯兰呢，就在伯特利建造一个祭坛。
Instead of swinging from Bethel to Ai,
他没有去到 Ai 这个地方。
He began to call on God.
他开始的呼求神。
To the place of the altar which he had made there before.
就是他在之前呢所建的祭坛的地方。
I'm telling you, your connections with God.
你跟神的联系呢
？Have created pathways in the spirit. Every day as you pass by, you go to the.Predestined pathway of the Spirit.
你跟神的联系呢，已经创造了一条属灵的道路，使到你可以朝向你的命定前进，在灵里面。
But He teaches you how to get ready.
他教导你怎样准备好。
That's why.
所以呢
，Abraham said, "You choose."
亚伯拉罕说：“你先选吧。
”Because God has already chosen what is mine.
因为神已经为我选了属于我的。
He said, "You choose first, Lord, where you want to go."
他对罗德说：“罗德，你要去哪里？你先选吧。
”So the God of Bethel was separating him.
所以伯特利的神呢，使他分别为圣。
From his father-in-law and his family.
从他的岳父还有他的父家那里。
Because one day,
因为有一天呢
，Jacob is going to return.
雅各也回来。
And where is he going to go?
他要去哪里呢
？To the God of Bethel.
就是去到伯特利的神那里。
Abraham was a grandfather.
亚伯拉罕是个祖父。
He opened the heavens.
他打开了天堂。
And kept it open by his covenant with God.
使天堂不断打开了，借着他跟神的盟约。
What he knew was this: the angels came down when he met Abraham.
那个时候天使降临了，来遇见的亚伯拉罕。
And heaven is open.
然后天堂就被打开了。
You must learn to thank God for those who keep the heavens open for you.
你必须感谢呢，为那些把天堂打开的人呢来感谢他。
But what they did, they opened the heavens.
他们所赐给你的就是打开了这个天堂。
And they became a supply chain for the kingdom of heaven.
直到了供应链呢，从天堂的国度不断的降临。
Not just givers, but suppliers of finance.
不单单是的。就是讲了财务的供给源源不绝从天堂降临
resources for the extension of God's kingdom.
使我们可以得着这些资源的扩展神的国度
So Abraham understood these things as he followed God.
所以亚伯拉罕明白这一点他跟随神的时候
God followed him
神也跟着他
to Egypt
去到埃及
But Abraham followed God out
但是亚伯拉罕呢跟随神呢
to the land that he was showing him
离开埃及的去到神所给他的土地
I will show you the land.
我说我要指示这个土地给你。
Where all your needs will be met and your generations will grow.
你一切需要都得到供应，你的下一代呢就要成长。
I want to challenge you today.
今天我挑战你们。
Have no fear of lack.
没有害怕缺乏。
I said, have no fear of lack.
你不要害怕缺乏。
Stop worrying.
你要停止忧虑。
The things can only get better.
事情要变得更加的好。
It's been the worst situation in our nation.
乃是我们国家所面对最糟糕的状况。
Where there's no parliament.
就没有国会开会
，no legitimate government，
也没有合法的政府
，and so many things are not in place. People are losing their time, their patience, their life. Some are committing suicide.
这时候人们失去他们的耐心，失去他们的时间
，because of the slowness of attitude of the politicians.
因为呢，这政治人物了，慢慢的回应，慢慢的行动。
They can get the job done.
他们可以使得事情能够做得好。
But all this dilly-dallying, politicking,
但是不断的延迟器
have made the COVID-19, not just a pandemic, it's a plandemic.
直到这个新冠肺炎呢，变得更加的严重。
But we pray God will have His way in this nation.
但是祷告神呢，会使到建立他的国度在这个国家。
We have to create pathways in the spirit.
可是我们必须创造的属灵的
道路。So that the generations that are coming in the future will not suffer.
直到未来下一代呢，不会受苦。
That should be the mind of politicians.
这就是呢，这个政治人物应该想的。
Fortunately, they are not statesmen.
但是他们不是政治家。
Unfortunately, they are not statesmen who care for the next generation. They are only politicians who care for elections.
他们不是，他们不是政治家能够为下一代着想，他们只是为他们自己的选票
着想。You don't have to talk to the sage and the scientists and the professionals.
你不需要呢跟科学家或者专业人士讲。
You talk with the men in the streets.
你跟那些街上的人讲。
Even they have wisdom.
他们更有智慧。
Far because of their years of seeing things happen in this nation.
因为他们很多年了看到这国家所发生的东西。
I believe it's only going to get better and better.
我相信我们国家未来会变得更加的好。
For those who believe, they will be saved.
那些相信人们都得救。
For those who learn to do the right thing, they will be protected.
那些要选择做对的事情，他们得到保护。
The righteous falls 7 times, but he will wake up again.
公义人7次跌倒，但是他们再一次会兴起来。
Because there's a spring of life inside him.
因为在他们里面呢，有这个生命的源头。
There's a well that will spring up.
就好像呢井水这样喷出来
eternal life,
涌向永生的生命。
God began to say to Abraham in verse 14,
神对亚伯拉罕说在第14节，
Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all the land you see, I will give it to you.
从你所在的地方你几步向东南西北观看，凡你所看见的一切我都要赐给你和你的后裔直到永远。
you know, God is blessing us according to his abundance.
所以神借着他丰盛来祝福我们。
And what he bless you is sufficient even for the next generation.
他所祝福你的也足够给你的下一代。
You must not just be blessed.
你不单单是得祝福而已。
You must have the blessings left over for your children's children.
你必须留下这些祝福给你的孩子还有你孩子的孩子。
And Abraham knew that if he built his altar at Bethel, he will meet God.
亚伯兰知道他在伯特利建立这个祭坛的时候，他在那边遇见神。
Jacob went to Bethel and he did not know that this certain place will become an awesome place.
雅各呢去到伯特利的祭坛，他不懂了这个地方后来变成了可畏的地方。
He was tired. He wanted to go to sleep.
他很疲倦，那时候他在伯特利要他来休息。
He was exhausted.
那时候他很疲劳。
Running away from his brother.
从他的哥哥那边逃跑出来。
And getting caught for 20 years with Laban.
然后二十年呢，就现在被拉班抓住了。
But Abraham looked up.
但是亚伯兰抬头望的时候
，he saw the from that place where he was standing, he saw all the land you could see was his.
他从那里呢，看见呢，所有土地他能够看见的都是属于他的。
And to his descendants forever.
还有属于他的后裔的，永远的。
I believe that God is going to bless us so much.
我相信神要大大的祝福我们。
That we are left over to share with others.
我们所剩下的呢，可以跟别人来分享。
You are not a patriarch if you don't understand this.
你不是族长，如果你不明白这一点。
God raised a forerunner so that all the others can be blessed.
神兴起的先锋呢，使得别人呢，后面的人可以得祝福。
Jesus suffered so that we can live.
耶稣受苦，使得我们可以继续活。
Fathers pay the price to secure the covenant, while the children receive the power to make wealth.
这个父亲呢，他们付上这个代价，使到他们的孩子呢，能够得到财富的力量。
In chapter 13, God showed him what belonged to him. Arise, walk about the land through its length, its breadth, for I give it to you.
然后在第十三章呢，耶和华说：“你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。”
Then Abraham moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which is Hebron. There he built an altar to the Lord. Every place that Abraham went.
第38节，亚伯拉罕就搬了帐篷来到西伯。
Directed by God.
他去到哪里呢？都是被神所指示的。
Not only was he directed by God.
不但被神所指示。
God paved the way for him.
神为他开了条道路。
So that he can See by eyes of faith.
直到他可以借着信心的眼睛看见。
Lift up your eyes and see.
你要眼目要观看。
Arise, walk.
你要起来要行走。
So whatever that God shows you,
一切神所启示给你的。
What He speaks to you,
他跟你说的。
Is what He's going to do.
他会行出来。
So we got to keep our hearts clean.
所以我们心呢要很洁清洁。
Because nobody can take what is ours.
因为没有人可以夺去属于我们的。
If the anointing.
比如说恩膏
That's called the predominant anointing in your life will come back to its full measure.
就是讲到神所赐给你的首先的恩膏呢不会不会完全的
God will start to rebuild your life.
所以要开始重新建造你的生命
So that you can be a source of supply to the next generation and generation after.
所以你可以成为你下一代的这个资源的源头
Let me close with chapter Isaiah 59.
让我打开来以赛亚书的五十九章
and let this be our portion.
然后我们就结束了
Open up the pathway of the Spirit
打开属灵的道路
for the future generations to have breakthrough
为了未来时代的突破
Isaiah 59
以赛亚书五十九章
Let me read this verse of scripture that is so amazing
很奇妙的章节
Isaiah 59
以赛亚书五十九章
This is the beginning of national transformation.
这是国家转型的开始。
Because things have failed for so long.
因为那些失败很久的东西。
In verse 20 of 59,
第五十九章
A Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, declares the Lord.
必有一位救赎主来到西安，雅各族中转离过犯的人那里。
God is going to gather His people to Zion.
神要聚集他的子民到西安。
To the spiritual state of the church unusual.
就是呢那个不寻常教会的地方。
I often say this that when the drummer is playing,
当呢我不断的想这句话。
And when the keyboardist is playing,
当是弹琴在弹的时候。
They find a chord progression.
他呢寻找到呢这个音调。
That takes us singing in the spirit.
使得我们可以在灵里面来歌唱。
Causes us to sing in the spirit in harmony.
使得我们可以呢很合意的和谐的歌唱。
And with that dimension of spirit,
这个属灵的层面
things begin to change the atmosphere.
然后呢，就这个属灵的气氛就改变了。
The spirit of righteous men are made perfect.
公义的灵呢，使到一切变成完全。
The church must never lose its supernatural touch.
教会不可以失去了神超自然的触摸。
The church must never lose its spiritual position.
教会也不可以失去它属灵的地位。
Because as he said to Abraham, Abraham, follow me, I will show you.
因为他对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，跟随我，我也指示给你看。我要给你还有你后裔的土地。”
So Abraham quickly acquired that promise.
所以亚伯兰很快的呢，他要得着这个应许。
Because out of him kings will be born.
因为借着亚伯拉罕呢，国王就被诞生。
Out of his innermost being, rivers will begin to flow.
从他里面的江河涌流出来。
So the Redeemer is coming back to Zion.
所以的救赎主要来到西安。
And all those who turn aside from transgression meet him in Zion.
一切转离过犯的人在那里在西安遇见他。
And when they choose to meet him at Zion,
当他们选择在西安遇见神的时候
the Bible says that he made a covenant with them.
21节神跟他们立的约。
I want to read this covenant and then read a few more verses and pray for you that God will supernaturally take you this week.
我要祷告了，然后读了这个章节为你们祷告。
The touching God will be your passion.
来触摸神这个礼拜成为你的热忱。
This is the safest essential equipping that anybody needs.
这个是人们需要最安全的地方。
In this hour, we've got to touch God.
在这个时刻，我们必须触摸到神。
We've got to find ways continually how to touch God and meet God. God's people have always to be in the front lines of meeting God.
必须不断寻找的方法，怎样触摸到神。
Let me read verse 21 of Isaiah 59.
以赛亚书五十九章二十一节。
As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit which is upon you, and my words which I put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your offspring, nor from the mouth of your offspring's offspring, says the Lord, from now and forever.
耶和华说：“注意我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我加给你的灵，传给你的话，必不离你的口。”
The word dimension into the church.
就是话语的层面在神的教会。
The spirit dimension into his church.
属灵的层面在神的教会。
All these different dimensions, which are the supernatural aspect of the church.
一切不同的就是超自然层面在教会。
When that which God is building naturally becomes supernatural,
一切神所建造的变成超自然的时候
the supernatural becomes natural.
这时候超自然的东西变成普通了。
And the day of impossibilities happening is now.
现在使到不可能事情变成可能。
Because God will show us how to approach such God by approaching the throne of grace.
因为神使到我们看到了怎样来触摸到了宝座的恩典。
Watch these things.
你要看到这个。
the Spirit of God which is upon you,
神的灵在你里面呢,
and my words which is given to you in your mouth.
哎, 神给你的话语,
but you shall transfer.
你要传递,
our messages can transfer.
我们的信息可以传递下去,
our convictions can be transferred.
我们的感动可以传递下去。
What a great day we are living in.
是何等伟大的日子啊。
The day when God's covenant is such that the fathers can reach the sons, sons can reach the father.
那一刻神的约呢被立定的时候、啊、父亲可以传递给孩子，孩子可以呢传给父亲。
And this is the covenant he makes with us.
这是神跟他们所立的约。
You want to touch God.
你要触摸神。
You want to meet him.
你要遇见他。
God quickly found you.
神呢紧找到你。
Make a covenant with you.
跟你立约。
They will secure your offspring.
直到你的后裔呢也可以得到保障。
There's no future in any land for our children.
在我们任何土地呢，为我们下一代都没有未来。
The future is what you and I create in the spirit for the next generation.
未来呢是我们所建造的，为了我们的下一代。
Because politics don't consider the next generation.
因为政治人物呢，他们不考虑下一代怎么过。
But the kingdom of God's governance is that the children should become better and better and better and better.
但是神国度的约是说，我们的孩子，我们的后裔要变得更加的好。
For by the time Joseph came in and Jacob's son,
那时候雅各的儿子约瑟来的那个时代的时候，
God revealed himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
神启示他自己，他说他是亚伯拉罕、以撒还有雅各的神。
When Jacob did not, God did not call himself by Jacob's name until Jacob changed.
神没有呼叫，雅各还没有 改名，直到雅各改变。
He brought forth Jacob, but he made Israel out of him.
从雅各身上呢、啊、以色列就诞生出来了。
So God is going to take the spirit dimension, the word dimension.
所以神要把属灵的层面还有话语的层面
and add it to your life and to your life of your children and children's children.
还有你的后裔，你的孩子的生命。
So I'm telling you, fathers,
所以跟你说，
and mothers, don't just give your children a good education.
父母亲呢，不是给你孩子教受教育就够了。
Give them God.
要把神赐给他们。
I said, give them God.
把神给他们。
The more of God that you carry, the better it is for your children, because you don't want to have mixture.
你用带更多的神呢，对你孩子来讲更加的好。
They love the Lord, but they're trapped with all the information that comes through the internet.
他们虽然爱神呢，但是他们受到很多从网络来的资讯。
But what must transfer? The Spirit and the Word must transfer.
但是所要传递是什么呢？就是灵还有神的话语必须传递给他们。
And then our children will break forth.
然后我们的孩子就可以突破。
Chapter 60, verse 1 to verse 5.
第六十章第一到第五节。
I want to read this and then we will pray that God will begin to teach you how to touch Him, find Him, seek for Him and search Him out. Until your life is changed.
怎样去触摸到他，然后我们生命才会改变。
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
兴起发光，你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。
For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will rise upon you.
看啊，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你。
And His glory will appear upon you.
他的荣耀要现在你身上。
Nations will come to your light, and the kings to your rising brightness.
万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你所发现的光。
Lift up your eyes round about and see, they all gather together, they come to you.
你举目向四方观看，众人都聚集来到你这里。
Your sons and daughters will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms.
你的众子从远方而来，你的众女也被从怀抱而来。
Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will be thrilled and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you, and the wealth of nations will come to you.
那时你看见具有光荣，你的心又跳动又宽敞，因为大海丰盛的货物必转来归你，列国的财宝也必来归你。
The Bible says, "Glory and light will be your portion."
圣经讲到呢，神的荣耀还有生命就成为属于你的。
This covenant is going to be established in the Word and the Spirit.
这个约呢，乃是被建立在属灵的层面，还有话语的层面。
Say after me, glory and light will come unto us.
跟我一起说，荣耀跟光要临到你。
Number two, nations will come to us.
第二点呢，万国要来到你。
Number three, king will come to us.
第三点呢，国王要来到你。
Number four, the people in darkness will come to us.
第四点呢，在黑暗的人呢，要来到你这里。
Our sons and daughters will come to us.
我们的孩子要来到我们这里。
The abundance of the sea will come to us.
海中的那些。
The wealth of many nations will come to us.
很多国家的财富要来到我们这里。
This is God's covenant with the house of Israel.
这是神的约呢，跟以色列的家。
Meet me in Zion.
在锡安遇见我。
Make the covenant.
在那边跟我建立这个约。
Let light come down.
让光临到
from heaven and fill the earth.
从天上然后充满天地。
It's time for you to rise and shine.
这是我们兴起发光的时刻。
It's time for you to rise and see the land.
这是我们兴起看见这土地的时刻。
Rise and walk into the land.
兴起的来走在这土地行走的时刻。
Standing your feet this morning.
今天早上让我们一起站立起
来。Let me pray for you in such a way that God will begin to take you to the next level.
让我为你祷告，神带领你去到更高的阶层。
We are groping in the darkness.
我们呢在黑暗里面。
Just having meager portions as Christians.
作为好像基督徒这样子小小的部分。
But God is going to take you further.
但是神要带你去到更高更远。
I believe I did not lay down my life in vain.
我相信呢，我的努力不是徒然的。
As I see you, I see the fruits.
当我看见你们的时候，我看见
这个果实。As I hear you, I hear myself.
我听见你们讲话，好像听见我自己讲话。
So transfer is taking place.
所以的传递正在发生。
We revive our strength.
我们要重新得着这个力量。
When we see fruitfulness and
那么领受呢这个果实。
And fruitful transformation taking place.
然后呢，啊这个。充满的改转型在发生着。
I believe this is our time.
我相信这是我们的时间。
Father, I thank you right now.
天父，感谢你这时刻。
That we are not seeking for natural things.
我们所寻找的不是自然的。
We are seeking first the kingdom of heaven.
我们所寻找的就是天上的国度。
And I pray that every father and every mother will not just give their children the best education, but they'll give them the God instructions.
我祷告所有的父母亲不是单单给孩子们教育，而是给他们神。
There are instructions to follow.
有真的指示要跟随。
They have conditions to fulfill.
有些条件他们要。
Their commands to be obeyed.
有些命令要在顺服的。
The Holy Spirit is going to make a covenant with you that His word, the word of God and the Spirit of God will be upon your life.
神的圣灵要跟你立下这个约呢，使到神的灵的层面还有话语的层面要临到你的生命。
Every strata of society will be changed.
一切社会的阶层将要改变。
You can become the world changer.
你可以成为改变世界的。
You can become the nation builder.
你可以成为建造国家
的。ANS, it's time for you to rise and walk into all that God has spoken to you.
万国圣殿是你兴起的时刻，走进神要你走进的地方。
I speak to the Isaac churches across the nations of the world that you are to hearken to the sound of God's voice and begin to plunder the house of hell.And populate heaven.
一切以撒网络的教会呢，你们也是要击倒一切的黑暗的实力。
We thank you for the power of your Spirit.
感谢你圣灵的大能。
That will establish this covenant.
建造这个盟约。
And the heavens are open above us.
天堂在我们上面被打开。
We can do what God wants done.
我们可以做神要我们做的。
No plague of Egypt will hold us back.
一切灾埃及的灾难并不临
到我们。No fear will hold us back.
一切的惧怕不能够拦阻我们。
No fear of lack, fear of man, fear of darkness, fear of death, fear of death, the enemy will ever be with us.
一切惧怕人、惧怕缺乏、惧怕敌人不能够来临到我们。
Because you live, we live also.
因为你活着，所以我们跟你一起活着。
Because you are seated at the throne, we are seated together with you.
因为你坐在宝座上，我们跟你坐在一起。
Let us rise and build.
那么兴起来建造。
For the enemy has no part or portion in what God is doing in Muar, in Johor, in Malaysia, in the nations of the world.
因为神在柔佛州在世界各地所建造的敌人不能够参进来。
We give you all the glory for what you have done in ANS.
一切荣耀归给你，因为你在万国圣殿所做的一切。
Take ANS to the next level.
把万国圣殿带到更高的阶层。
So that there's everything that's needed will begin to multiply in great measures.
直到一切所需要的不断的倍增。
If we are 30, we want to go up to 60%.
如果我们是 38%, 我们需要去到
60%. One day before Jesus returns, we'll be 100. 30, 60, and 100.
然后当耶稣再一次回来的时候，我们就有100倍的努力。
We pray take us to the next level.
祷告把我们带到更高的阶层。
We commit our lives to you afresh.
我们把我们的生命再一次的献上给你。
Our resources afresh.
资源再次献上给你
and our time,
还有我们的时间
and our availability,
还有我们的
and our responsibility,
我们责任还有被你所使用
we just thank you right now,
我们感谢你这时候
help us to touch you right now,
帮助我们触摸到你
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
let the presence of God come strong upon our lives,
让神的同在大大临到我们
in the last day I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh,
在末后的日子倾倒了圣灵在一切属血气人身上
your sons and your daughters will be blessed by it,
你的孩子要得到祝福
They will learn to begin to prophesy.
他们就要开始学习讲方言。
The young man will see vision. The old man will dream dreams.
少年人看见异象，老年人要做异梦。
I'm telling you, the last reformation is coming into the church.
最后的改革呢，要临到教会。
The final outpouring is of the Holy Spirit will come upon the church.
圣灵最后的倾倒也要来到教会。
And the ultimate kingdom will manifest through the church.
神的最终的国度呢，这个教会呢，被彰显出来。
So we are commanded to build church.
所以我们被神所命令要来建立教会。
Birth Zion.
然后诞生西安
and the ultimate kingdom becoming the kingdom
所以神终结的国度
so let your will be done in us
使让你的旨意成就在我们身上
in Jesus name
奉耶稣的圣名
and all those who believe said amen
那些相信的人说
Hallelujah
Amen.
Hallelujah Hallelujah, Hallelujah.